Here is the Writer's Almanac for Friday. It's the 8th of July, 2016. It's the birthday of the novelist and short story writer James Farrell Powers, J.F. Powers, born Jacksonville, Illinois, 1917, to a Catholic family living in a Protestant town. Powers went to Catholic school, was a great basketball player, then started working odd jobs to support himself and his family during the Depression. He was living in Chicago, unemployed, when World War II started. He refused to join the war, and so he was sent to a federal prison in Sandstone, Minnesota, finally paroled to work as an orderly in a hospital in St. Paul, writing fiction at night. His first book of short stories, Prince of Darkness, came out in 1947. Wrote novels, short stories, many of them about priests in small towns in Minnesota, books that never sold very well, even though they got great reviews. And his novel, Mort Durbin, won the National Book Award in 1962. It's the birthday of the columnist and novelist Anna Quinlan, born Philadelphia in 1953, started out as a copy girl for the New York Times when she was 18. Had to drop out of college to raise her four younger siblings after her mother died of ovarian cancer, then finally did finish college, went to work for the Times as a reporter, then as an op-ed columnist. Left the newspaper business in 1995 to become a full-time novelist. Her first two novels had done very well, Object Lessons and One True Thing. Anna Quinlan, who said, "I'm so deeply relieved not to write a column at this point in time. I would have been wrong so many times. Half my columns would have been an apology for the other half." Her eighth novel, Miller's Valley, came out this past spring, about a Pennsylvania farm family forced off their land to make way for a reservoir. It was on this day, 1822, Percy Bysshe Shelley drowned at sea off the coast of Italy, just shy of his 30th birthday. And it's the birthday of the psychiatrist Elizabeth Kubler-Ross, born in Zurich in 1926, best known for her book On Death and Dying, in which she outlined the five stages of grief when someone is diagnosed with a terminal illness: denial, anger, bargaining, depression, and acceptance. A book that paved the way for hospice care. Here's a poem for today by Kenneth Rexroth entitled Quietly. Lying here quietly beside you, my cheek against your firm, quiet thighs, the calm music of Boccherini washing over us in the quiet, as the sun leaves the housetops and goes out over the Pacific, quiet, so quiet the sun moves beyond us, so quiet as the sun always goes, so quiet our bodies worn with the times and penances of love, our brains curled quiet in their shells, dormant, our hearts slow, quiet, reliable in their interlocked rhythms, the pulse in your thigh caressing my cheek, quiet. A poem, Quietly, by Kenneth Rexroth, from Selected Poems of Kenneth Rexroth, published by New Directions, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, a monthly devoted to discovering and publishing new voices in poetry. More at poetryfoundation.org. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.